From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, this is Agenda Texas, your inside guide to everything under the dome and how it hits home. I'm Ben Philpott. So if you listened to the show on Friday, you might have heard a review of the legislative session so far from the Texas Tribune's Evan Smith. One thing he pointed out, that socially conservative issues had not yet played a prominent role.
The governor didn't mention abortion in his State of the State speech, had no emergency items related to social issues or anything, in fact. It just seems like social issues have been de-emphasized this session.
The abortion omission was particularly glaring in a state that has consistently chipped away at abortion access over the last decade. But anti-abortion groups and their bills are now gaining momentum. Here's Governor Rick Perry at the Texas Faith and Family Day rally at the Capitol just yesterday, talking about a bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks because of claims a fetus can feel pain after that point.
I don't think there is any issue that better fits the definition of compelling state interest than preventing the suffering of our state's children, including those yet unborn.
So after a slow start, it's game on, says Texas Right to Life Director Elizabeth Graham.
We really think the energy is revived and is starting again, and that we'll start to see some more debates and some more protections on life.
But so far, those protections have focused on the life of the mother, not the fetus. Graham says abortion advocates say the procedure should remain safe, legal, and rare.
When we talk about safe, we find that abortion clinics are not up to par. They don't have hallways, many of them, that are wide enough for gurneys to fit through. So when there is a botched abortion or an abortion complication, the abortion clinics are ill-equipped to respond to an emergency situation.
So in the name of patient safety, there's a bill requiring abortion clinics to meet standards set for ambulatory surgical centers, and another that would require all doctors performing abortions to have admitting privileges at a hospital no more than 30 miles away from the clinic. Abortion advocates say both standards would be hard for rural clinics to meet, which could lead to the closing of most of the state's 67 abortion clinics. What other social issues are you tracking this session? Drop us a line at agendatexas@kut.org. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at Agenda Texas. So let's take another minute to talk about that bill that would restrict abortions after 20 weeks. That's 7 weeks sooner than current law. Again, Texas Right to Life's Elizabeth Graham.
Well, the bill is based on the medical science of the child feeling pain. So the neurological receptors, the neurological structures, the physiological structures, all that equipment is present and functioning in the child at 20 weeks.
Although those supporting studies have drawn scrutiny from abortion advocates and other scientists, similar bills have been filed and passed in a handful of red states over the last year. North Dakota's governor just signed a law banning abortions after 6 weeks, which beat the newly passed law in Arkansas, a ban after 12 weeks, for the title of most restrictive abortion law in the country. Graham says she wouldn't oppose a move to lower the Texas bill's current 20-week threshold. But just how far this bill will go is still up in the air. There's some question about how tight the U.S. Supreme Court will allow abortion restrictions to get. Houston Republican House Member Sarah Davis.
My understanding of Roe v. Wade is a viability analysis. And when I have been talking to doctors, it seems viability is anywhere between 23 and 25 weeks.
Based on that, she's not sure the bill would be constitutional. I'm Ben Philpott. More Agenda Texas coming up Friday.